Shalom to all! Today's officer is Shalmi Yuma, and the Oiz Bahadur, we're starting Yud Alf Amad Aleph about the fifth line with the words Tarm Besmoil, and in the article Tzuras Adaf, it's on Yud Beis Amad Aleph on the top, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Tzara Basi Biyakim Aisha, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. And we can use Kassim Shumas Adeshin, the Gemara asked Tarm Besmoil, let's say he did Shumas Adeshin with his left hand instead of his right, to flog his Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehud Rebbe, as Machos Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehud Rebbe, Dom Rabbi Yechon, Rechon says, Koimetz, this is the Koimetz of the Mincha, the scoop of the Mincha, it's taken out, Shekidish Bekli, who's Makashin Nikli, put in a Kli Sharis, Victiroi, and then you put it on his Bach, whether he did this with his hand or with the kli itself, whether he did with the right or left hand, that's okay. As we see, the left hand is fine. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, either it's done like the blood avoida of the karma chatas, which is done with the hand, or it's done like the blood avoida of a karman asham, which is done with the kli, but it has to be done with the right hand. So you see, they're doing Trumas Hadeshan. With the left hand, according to Rabbi is no good, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is okay. Gemara says, a seva, and they ask Rabbi Yehuda, but Tani, we have a brass that says, kibul mimino, even awesome besmile. Let's see, the kabal sadam in his right hand, and then he put it into his left. Yachzer leimino, he has to put it back into his right hand. And the question is, in besmoil who machzer lemizbeach lekol shekin lebazach? If when it's in his left hand, he has to turn it to his right, even though he's just bringing it to the mizbeach. That's just by regular blood avoid of the carbon chatos, which anyway he's going to be holding it in his left hand because he's going to be doing the blood applications with his right finger. But still, when he's bringing it to the mizbeach, he has to do so in his right hand. So for sure, for the bazach, meaning for sure for the kmitza of the mincha, it should have to be done in the right hand. And the Gemara says, you're right, it's a good question, Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, Amar Rablah, Rablah says, Im Shanya Adam, if you're going to teach that there's a person who holds it's allowed to be done with the left hand, Rablah's Rab Shimon Shanya, it's Rablah's Rab Shimon who taught it like this, to Tanya, Rablah's Rab Shimon Omer, Rablah's Rab Shimon says, Ein Otsricha Kiddush Bazach, that the Kmitz of the Mincha doesn't have to be Mekudeshes in a Bazach, in a pitcher, it doesn't have to be put into Klisharis, and as Rablah's Rab Shimon, Beshita's Rab Shimon Aviv, this Shita of Rablah's Rab Shimon goes like the Shita of Rab Shimon his father, the Tanin Taman we've missed over there, Shaloi Klisharis Psula, if it wasn't put in Klisharis as possible, whereas Rab Shimon Mach, Rav Shimon says it's kosher. Am I kedoyin? What's the bottom line? Rabbanon, the Islan klishares, srichalon limin. The Rabbanon who require to be put into klishares, they require it to be done with the right hand. Whereas Rav Shimon, the less of klishares, let's srichalon limin. Rav Shimon, who doesn't require klishares for the kmitza mincha, he doesn't require it to be done with the right hand. But now Amar Rav Mana asks on this entire thing that we just brought up. Because remember, the whole reason why we've been discussing this is due to the question that we started out with. Let's say he did Trumas Hadeshin with his left hand. And so we started talking about bringing the kmitza, the kar mincha, to the mizbeach. We match on the mizbeach with the left hand, the right hand. So Rav Mana says, "Utmiyano, I have a question. How can Rabbanon compare Trumas Hadeshin to the Aktar of the Kaimitz of the Mincha? V'loy damya el Kmitza. It's really comparable to the Kmitza itself, meaning the act of removing the Kmitza from the Mincha, that's much more comparable to the Trumas Hadeshin. Why is that? Shezubarama v'zubarama. Because both of them have to do with removing something. The Kmitza is removed from the Kar Mincha, and the Trumas Hadeshin is doing harama, removing the ash from the Mizbeach. And also, the Pasuk tells us, and ve'in ve'herim ela b'shashir. Herim is also when you're leaving something over. You take some of the mincha and you leave some over. It's the same thing with the Trumas Hadeshin. He takes some of the ash, but he also leaves some of the ash there. So really, it's much more comparable to the kmitz of the kar mincha, not the haktar of the kar mincha. Now we just continue talking about this. The pasuk by Trumas Hadeshin says, asher toichal, that which the fire consumed, and ein achila ela b'kezayis, and achila is a kezayis. We know that when a person eats something, very often this is in regards to making a bracha achroina, we say the minimum a person has to eat is a kezayis. And we're saying over here as well, regarding Trumas Hadeshin, a kezayis of ash has to be taken out. So now we have a question regarding these two dinim. Then on one hand, there has to be a shear. He has to take some and leave some. And on the other hand, he has to take a kezayis. So the question is as follows. Hayabakula kezayis. Let's say all of the ash that's on the mizbeach is only a kezayis. Lito maksasa inat yachol, he can't take some of it, jambai kezayis, because he's not taking a kezayis worth. And lito is kula inat yachol, you can't take the entire thing, shein kan shear, because then he's not going to be leaving anything over. So that does leave us with a little bit of a problem. We continue discussing this. Vehirim asher toichal ish, the pasuk says, and you shall remove that which was consumed by the fire. Now, Yachal, you might think, eats him, that he could just take ash or coals that came from the wood that was on the Mizbeach, and that's what Trumas Hadeshin is. Tamloimer, Oila, that's why the pasuk also says Oila. It says, Vehir Masher Teichal Eish Es Ha Oila. And that tells us that the Trumas Hadeshin has to come from ashes of the burnt Oila, not just from the wood. Now, E Oila, if we're just focusing on the word Oila, Yachal, you might think, Avery Oila, that he could even take a varm of the Oila that weren't completely burned. And so Tamloimer, that's why the pasuk says, Asher Teichal Ha Eish, that which was consumed by the fire. Haketzad, so how does he do this? He shovels out from that which was consumed inside the fire, and then he takes that down. In other words, he pushes the outer layer of ash to the side, pushes a little here, a little there, puts the shovel a little bit deep into the pile to scoop out the ashes that are there, and then he knows for sure that that is from the oil itself that was completely consumed, and it's not just the wood. Now to Yudal HaFam on top, once we're discussing avoidus that are on top of the Mizbeach, we continue with this. Mitzvah Haktim Eishel Eitzim. them. There's a mitzvah to be makdim, to proceed and put fire on the mizbeach before piling up the wood. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Va'archu etzim al ha'esh," and he shall arrange the wood on top of the fire. Now let's say kidim etzim al esh. He proceeded and put the wood on before the fire. Or another question, "Sider ad shalay taram." Let's say he arranged the wood on the fire before he did trumas hadeshen. What does he do? So mashchil v'tayrim. He puts the shovel in and he tries to get it underneath the wood that's there in order to be able to do trumas hadeshen, and that way he doesn't have to do anything extreme. However, if he can't do that, mefarik v'tayrim. So then he has to totally dismantle all the wood that was put on, do trumas hadeshen, and then put the wood back. Another question, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Amar, he says that chilfai shal chilfai es. This is the Amar Ilfa that we have in Bavli. Kaimus shenasna lagav marechas laila mahin. Let's say in the morning he took a kaimus of a karb mincha and he put it on the marecha. He put it on the fire that was still there from the previous night. What's the din with that? And Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah says the chilfai shal chilfai es. A murim shenasna lagav marechas laila mahin. What about a murim of karbanos from today that were put on last night's marecha that weren't put on the new fire? What's the din with that? And the answer is lama sisei. Isn't it a brisa? Tells us ein lecha kodem l'tamid shel shachar el k'tayrus b'vad, that you have nothing that comes before the tamid shel shachar except for the k'tayrus. And that's mashma that if something was put on the maracha before the tamid shel shachar, so it's pasul. These things should be pasul then. The gemara says not a raya masnisa l'mitzvah. That brisa is just telling us l'chatchila the first thing that goes on the mizbeach is the karban tamid. But matzri chalei l'ikov. His question is what about ikov? Is that going to prevent it from being kosher? Meaning it's going to be pasul if he puts a k'mitza the mincha on or the murim on, and that we don't have an answer to. Now we're going to be getting into quite a lengthy discussion about Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. We know that before the Kehanim start their Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash in the morning, they have to do Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, wash their hands and feet from the Kiyar. That's what we're going to have a number of discussions regarding that. First, the Gemara asks, regards to hands in general, Tzitz Maushi Ratz Al Tumas Yodayim. Let's say the Kohen's hands became Tamei. Is the Tzitz Maratza for that? We had this concept previously where the golden plate worn on the Kohen Gundel's forehead, the Tzitz, that's Maratza. It brings about an acceptance for Tuma in the Beis Hamikdash. There are certain cases of Tuma. For example, if the blood of a karm became tamei, but it was sprinkled anyway on the mizbeach, even though it shouldn't have been, but the kohen did it anyway for whatever reason, the tzitz is meratza. Don't worry, the carbon's fine. So the question is, let's say the kohen's hands became tamei, is the tzitz going to be meratza for that? And we don't have an answer to this question. Continue to discuss hands. Yadayim ma'ush yifslu mishum yaitze. Well, the kohen's hands become pasul because of yaitze. We know that with many karbanos, if they were yaitze from the azar, they were brought out of the azar for whatever reason, they become pasul. That's pasul of yaitze. What about the kohen gadol? What about the kohen's hands? Let's say he's in the azar, and then he either walks out of the Azara himself or even just sticks his hands and feet out of the Azara. Do they become pasul and now require new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? The Gemara says, V'lama snisahi, isn't this a braisa? What does it say? Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglav v'nitmu, if he was Makadish his hands and feet and then they became Tame, Matbilon, he could just immerse them in Mikvah v'hin Tahirus and their Tahar. And Yatza, lo neslu mishum yaitse. If they left the Azara, they don't become pasul because of yaitse. So it seems to be a clear braisa. The Gemara answers, no, V'asik command Amar, ain't a lina pasels biyadayim. That's going according to the Manda Amar that lina doesn't pasul with hands. Lina, we know, means something being left overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. There are multiple things. It could be dam, it could be evarim, it could be the water that's in the kiyar, which we're going to be discussing extensively at the end of this amud and next daf, that all these things are left overnight, they're pasul. And we have machlekes, what about the kiddush yadayim raglayim of the kohen's hands? Does that become pasul belina? Meaning, does he have to rewash them in the morning? So according to this Manda Amar, that he does not have to rewash them in the morning, that lina doesn't pasul them. So of course we could say that according to him, it makes sense that if he's yotze, if he goes outside the Zara, they're also not pasul. Mamatsui chalei bram hacha, what do you need over here for? Meaning, what's your question in regards to kemanda amar lina paiselis biyadayim? Regarding the manda amar, that lina does pasul hands, so since lina pasul's hands, then he knew kiddush in the morning, so what about yotze? Maybe that also pasuls. We have another question. Yadayim ma'ush yifslu mishum mechusar zman. Do hands become pasul because of mechusar zman? Meaning, let's say the kain woke up in the middle of the night and he's like, you know what, I want to get ready for the avoid in the morning. So he washes his hands and feet from the kiyar, and now he's ready for the morning avoida, but he can't do the morning avoida because it's still the middle of the night. It's called mechusar zman. It's the wrong time. Do his hands become pasul? And in the morning, does he need a new kiddush yadayim raglayim? Says the Gemara of Lav Masnisi. Isn't this a brisa? What does it tell us? Kiddush yad raglav hayoyim lavoida shal machar. If he was mekash his hands and feet today for the avoida of tomorrow, that's perfectly fine. Even though it's mechusar zman, so that's okay. It's no problem. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, getting into a longer discussion about kiddush yadayim raglayim from tonight till tomorrow and other sugyas surrounding that. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.